In a consumer-driven country where big corporations drive most product development pipelines, makerspaces are working to change that. Boston is home to a handful of these spaces, which work to promote the accessibility of manufacturing tools for individual artisans and DIYers. As WTBU's Megan Bohannon reports, there's one makerspace that seems to have it all, and it's been calling Alston home since December of last year. That's the sound of propane flowing through a system of brass pipes and electromechanically operated valves. Just a few feet away, the contraption is hooked up to a keyboard, which uses computer software to play a tune, sending both flames and music into the air. Some call it a fire organ, but its creator, Dave Anderson, is still searching for a proper name for it.
Well, since COVID started, I was like, I'm gonna go crazy if I don't have something to do. And I was afflicted with a vision to make this pipe organ that is fired by propane instead of compressed air. So it's got some drama to it.
He's been inspired by previous fire-based art installations at Burning Man and hopes his own fire organ can make it out into the desert one day too. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, Anderson has been constructing the organ using the resources of a local makerspace in Alston called Artisans Asylum. At Artisans Asylum, Anderson is able to not only make use of resources and investments, but the other artisans there as well. Although he doesn't play the keyboard himself, the metal shop instructor, Eden Attar, does.
Well, I'd also love to collaborate with people on making it bigger, taking it to Firefly or Burning Man. So Eden's been helping, has been working on tuning it and that sort of thing, which is delightful because she actually plays a keyboard.
Artists like Anderson use Artisans Asylum to take advantage of the industrial-scale resources and tools, and of course, it's the perfect physical space to set up something like an intricate flaming instrument. With 52,000 square feet of community space and over 160 studios, Artisans Asylum is open to all members of the community over the age of 18. The sprawling studio space encompasses two warehouse-style buildings, boasting everything from a plastics and composites shop to a jewelry shop and a digital fabrication lab. Members come in to use the state-of-the-art equipment, and they can learn from various instructors to develop their craft.
You'd be surprised at how unique and diverse the membership is, right? And so it's not just one type of user.
That's Antonio Viva, the executive director of Artisans Asylum.
The idea here is that while we are a member organization and you can buy a membership and be a part of the space, we also want to be outward facing, right? We want to have experiences and classes and events, and we want the community to see this as a community workshop, which goes back to kind of the original point of Artisans Asylum.
Over 10 years ago, three friends with engineering backgrounds came together realizing the need for a shared space with full access to various tools and equipment. They decided to pool together their resources and open up the space in May of 2010. One of their earliest layouts offered just 13 artist workspaces, which sold out in a matter of days. Artisans Asylum now offers 160 workspaces, and they still sell out. Viva says one of the reasons the spaces go so quickly is because the organization is committed to keeping the studios affordable, with a number of different pricing models for membership, all of which keep studio space under Boston's market rate.
One of the challenges for makerspaces around the country is financial sustainability. How do you create a financial model that allows you to do what you want to do, create the spaces and resources your community needs and wants, and do that in a way that's financially sustainable, right? So we're really committed to access.
For those who need financial support, Artisans Asylum offers scholarships and subsidized membership. Meanwhile, the nonprofit relies on donations, grants, and partnerships to help them stay afloat. And although members of Artisans Asylum must be 18 plus to join, there are still parts of the facility where younger children can work if they join through a family plan. They've also been working with local schools such as the German International School to run age-appropriate maker experiences for students K through 12.
Young people really do, I think, feel disconnected from what they're learning in school. And in this environment, we want them to tap into something they're passionate about. And so it might be something using a laser cutter, or it might be that they really want to learn how to weld something because welding is a trade they want to maybe potentially go into in terms of being a welder and working as a fabricator.
Viva himself has an extensive educational background. Prior to this job, he was the head of school for the Walnut Hill School for the Arts in Natick for 12 years, and prior to that, he's worked as a researcher for the United States Department of Education. This informs a lot of the expansion into educational programming that Artisans Asylum does. Machine shop now listening to a CNC milling machine. one of Artisan Asylum's machine shop instructors, Gary, is operating it to cut steel with carbide. The metal piece he's making today, an indicating plate, will basically be a tool to support other larger tools. Aside from being an instructor at Artisan's Asylum, Gary works in the biotechnology field for a company that makes products for sample preparation and analysis of proteins. He uses the machine shop to help support the business and to also work on his own personal projects. I asked him why he chose to come to Artisan's Asylum specifically.
Well, I love the community. That's the primary reason why I'm here. Actually, this machine that I'm using is a machine my company donated to Artisan's a few years ago. And I still love to use it. So it was just the perfect place for it.
Almost made a mistake there.
That happens.
Artisan's Asylum is more than just a school or a workplace. It's a community made up of entrepreneurs developing industry-specific tools and hobbyists crafting gifts for loved ones. And that community appeal is exactly what draws its 360-plus members to the space. For WTBU, I'm Megan Bohannon.